Simon Tav Kuf Yod Aleph, Tav Kuf Yod Aleph, Sif Beis. We did the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We didn't do the Mishabur yet. So holding Mishabur Sif Kap Meches. So the question over here is heating up water. Is she allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing your hands? Mayim is Mishabur Sif Ches. Av Shein Riyam L'Shtia. Even though you can't say that you're heating it for drinking purposes, even water which is not edible. So clearly, doing it for washing purposes is still mutter. Now, Beishamai disagrees with this. Beishamai says that you can only heat up water on Yom Tov. Rechitza is not a valid. He doesn't hold a mitaych. So Beishamai says you can only do it. Alon kenriyam l'shtia. And there's a machlokes in the Taisa says it means doesn't mean riyam l'shtia, it doesn't help you. It means that you actually did it for shtia purposes. Then the question is, when Beis Hillel argues, is Beis Hillel only arguing if it's Roy L'Shtia? And as we're saying, that's not true. Even if it's not Roy L'Shtia, it's still Mutter. Yodov, test. Buah didn't pun a viragla, but this halach is not limited to your hands. It would be face and feet would also be a valid need. People wash their face and their hands regularly. But Chazal did ask you doing this in the merchats because you might come to do wash more. And that's part of this merchats.
So should it be asked to go into the merchats on Yom Tov?
They didn't ask her going in, they asked her doing any type of rechisa there.
What would you go in for?
Why would you go in there? If you want to go in there, I don't know, because it's raining outside. You know, they didn't ask her if you want to. Now, the Bir Lochem raises the question, what about nowadays with the feet? Or is it in a place where they walked around in dust, in sandalim, you know, or barefoot, and that was it. So, you know, so the washing feet was a regular occurrence. But nowadays, we don't do that. So the Bir Lochem Yodav, you look at the end, we come welcome, he says, Yesh la'ayin ulei v'yemenu, ein rechises raglo shem l'chol nefesh. Maybe nowadays, it's not called shem l'chol nefesh. But then he says at the end, that we're going to see that the other Eivorei HaGuf, possibly, as long as it's less than right with the goof. It's going to be mutter, so then Raglav is not worse than that. Yud. Avalei kol goof. You can't heat water for the purpose of kol goofai, because they're not shabbat kol nefesh. Perish l'dohachim ma'im k'el rechitzes kol goofai is aser, rechitzes kol goofai hu dover shen ha shabbat kol nefesh raglav ma'unogim harigilim b'zeh. So, heating water for the whole body is called not shabbat l'chol nefesh. Take a look at the in the Sharetzion and Tess. So they said this opinion is Hushitas Tosis that the pshat in the Mishnah of Loi Kol Gufay is because of the is not shabbat l'chol nefesh. Rio Riley, the Rami Yerushalmi. That's a Rama Magoyim Shehut Mirabonah. This is not. And this is the rice. This is the rabbanon. And after Mina, there's also the Tosis Lahachim. I feel the Tzarachelo Shem Basakano. The Rama Meshori. This is the rabbanon. So the Tzarachelo, they were matirit. This is the rice that you can't be matirit. Finally, Elvis Simon Shin Chavches. The feet are Dibrei Asura Shlishis. Shehu Iker Enamot Ekim Ayir Eshinui. That discussing over there, a Yisrael doing Malacha on Shabbos. / Yom Tov for the purpose of a chayla, shein b'sakana. So the third opinion, which is the main opinion, we be matter a Jew to do it rabbanan with a shinoi for a tzarcha b'chayla. Al kaponim, the Rambam says it's aser, and the Rambam's iser is aser. So it's best flipped around. Even if they say nowadays it's called Dabar Shabbat called Nefesh, the Tosis is no longer relevant, the Rambam is still relevant. So now it would be the opposite, the Rambam would be the Chumrah. That even if you argue according to Tosis it's Mutter, like we discussed yesterday, some people want to suggest that, We still have this of the Rambam, so you have to be machriya that we pass on not like the Rambam to be matarit. That's not clear that we pass on not like the Rambam.
What does the Rambam say? He says it's not.
The Rambam says it's not Issa the Raisa. The Raisa is Mutter. The Issa over here is an Issa Rabbanon.
But the Shechita with the.
No, he doesn't even say Shechita. I'm not remembering right now exactly what the Lomnus, what the Cheshash Rabbanon was. But he says it's Issa Rabbanon. Okay. So that's that filo enerosu of basach. So that's talking about heating the water for that purpose. That's even if enerosu basachas, even though you're doing it piece by piece, the mayim shehukman biyamtav also lichus kol gavni. So there's two. You can't heat it up for that purpose, and if you did, you can't use it for that purpose. You can't wash yourself. You can't heat for that purpose. You can't wash yourself kol gufa, even if you do it ever with water which was heated on yamtiv. Take a look over here in the shachar tzin and yud. So you can't do rechitza. But I feel the hishtatev is also. It's also to do be mishtatev. So mishtatev is what we would call pretty much a shower. It's pouring over you. Rechitza was to go into it like a tub, and be mishtatev was to pour over. So both of them are aser. So I just clarify that point. So rechitza, usually rechitza, using the terminology of the Gemara, was like America. So it was a bath that you would go into. So even you go in part by part, it's going to be usher. But similarly, you can't pour water over you, which is a shower, even part by part. So some of the water is heated on Yom Tov. There's a long beer loch over here, which is lo kol gufay. He raises the question, but what about other parts of the body? Is the dafka putting in a baraglo? So I want to do my upper arm, which is not called yodov. Is that usher? Right, and nothing else bothers me. I just want to wash my upper arm because what's the story with that? So I'm Mishaburu. Take a look at the Bir Alocha. I look at Gufa. I'm Mishaburu. The Chutzpah of Rabbi Yaglov. Chotshuk in a Shabbat Lachol Nefesh. Came a word betoises from Mordechai Bechinuch Meishes Beishes Tariches. Drak Pana Yerav Raglov. Who Shabbat Lachol Nefesh. I look at Gufa. And Ela Nilumunogim. Have a Alocha. The Raisik Bechimam Avurim. Kamo Shetik Kocherim Kan. So it's specifically Pana Yerav Raglov. Bechara Lefizet. Who are the name? Af LeEver Echod Chutzpah Pana Yerav Raglov. Also, even I'm doing it for one Aver. Any other part of the body which is not putting a ragla is going to be aser. V'chein mulch v'miri shakasa batam zehu aregilus k'moy shem rechazan putting a ragla v'chein toina k'en mashem k'sas b'chein l'chanal v'dafke elu shari. So they said simply these and nothing else. However, v'chein moshe v'isha hetek l'chol shen rechaz rov gufoy shari. So you're allowed, as long as it's the majority, not the majority of rov, you're not washing the majority of the body. It's not called you're washing kol gufay. So he says that's a mistake. So you find in Hilchos Shabbos water which is heated before Shabbos, Chazal asked washing your body in that. Chazal permitted panay of a ragla. And the Rambam says that lav davka panay of a ragla was any part of the body, as long as it's not roiv of the body. Now, the difference is that's dealing with an Issa Drabbanon of the Chazal Asad Rechitza on Shabbos. There was no heating issue. There was water was heated before Shabbos. Here we're dealing with the issue of may you heat it on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing yourself. It's not a good comparison. The Shom HaMayim K'var Huchmum B'Yar Shabbos. Like Issa Gzeris Rechitza Nogu B'Lis Issa Rechitza Drabbanon. Shilu Ramo, the Chol Shein Rechitza Kol Gufay, Ein Al Zeh
Shem Rechitza. So he says, as long as it's not the majority of the body, it's not called washing. Mashegim Kanda Mechem Chamin Beyamtiv Shenam Mutter Malachim Beyamtiv Elo Dabar Shem Bechol Nefesh. But over here, we're discussing what's called average usage. So he's coming out so far that if a person would turn on the hot water to wash on Yom Tov, thereby cooking water to be able to wash himself, someone who's not putting it on the would be asur to. After Rambam the smag again the deal who ain't by Isidar Isa Rakmashum Gzair is part of it goes into the umbrella concept of Rechatzos. Come welcome. Kivan Shaloin Nisri Bagamar Lahaka Le Putabit Raglov, Shutava Rago, Mashma, the Khar of the Shari War Masu. The Khar of the Mor is very specific. We're pretty close so far, right? That we have mashmos clearly in the Rishonim. The Chevan Moshe's comparison to Shem Chavav is not correct. The logic should be that it should be Osir, and that's it. Nothing to talk about. However, Elder Isi skipped down three lines. The Makor Adin by the Ramo b'Shem Shem Chavav Nevei Humi Rosh Hilchos Mekvoz B'Soifai. The word mucha, the huad dim in yanedu, the seal of the raglav lav daf, the huad in the shari ivorim. The issue was a woman is preparing for the mikvah. Is what is she allowed to do in preparation for going to the mikvah? So she needs to wash a part of her body. And there, the rush does flow from the halachas of heating water on Yom Tov. And the issue of what you're allowed to wash yourself on water heated before Shabbos on Shabbos, he draws a parallel. So the Rosh compares the two. So that being said, the Ramah doesn't mention anything over here about that. The Ramah then Shin Chavav points out, even though the Shulchan Aruch mentioned Panei Raglav, it's Lav Dafka. Over here, the Ramah did not say that. The Ramah quotes the Rosh over there, the guy by the Isser of Rechitza, which is the Rabbanan. The Ramah does not quote the Rosh over here, the guy by the Isser of heating the water, which is the Derais. So over there he's being Mekel, and this is the Rabbanan. Over here in the potential of the Derais, he's not being Mekel. Miri, haloi muchach lehadjah the Osir. Miri says it's definitely Osir. Wechalak lehadjah gam al din the Shin Chavab, the Kasashon lehadjah b'Shabbos, after Eber Echad, Chutzi Panamiragla was Osir. It's about another two lines down. So you can't be makel. So far, so that seems to be clear. So I don't know. The Yeridayasimin Kupsari's test had to go macabre, dinner the Rosh, the halacha. So he quotes the Rosh, halacha lamais, el de shetiko beishin exas. Shalakosa, the materials lahakim kitan lirchitz base historium, kamashakosa barosh. A woman needs to wash out her private areas, which is on Yom Tov. She's allowed to heat up water for that purpose, according to the Rosh. So the Shulchan Aruch solution is because of the muteris lirchitz based storm b'mat mayim shehukmu afila b'Yom Tov. Ulai b'kavan shirin l'shar. Maybe he had a reason why he changed the lashon. The dina. After Mechaber in the Damas Rechitzes Rishus, the Rechitzes Beis Hastorim. Do Ulai Samach Mechaber La Rosh Rak La Hosin Lihu the Tzarek Tefilas Mitzvah. So far he's coming out not convinced that it's mutter. So I think the mice of the minigal place is the makel, like this rash and the rush. And the machzik bracha, not a bihuda. So a person wants to warm up water to wash. Not the whole body, but in a different part of the body, which is mixed with gufoy, so he would be able to do that. You know, turn on the hot water for that purpose. Okay. So the mechaber is saying clearly you cannot heat up water for the purpose of washing your whole body. You cannot wash your whole body even with water which is heated before Yom Tov. But Aval Mutter Yud Beis. And the Rambam said, even if you're not doing it Basachas, you're doing it piece by piece, still going to be Aser. I'm sorry, the Mechaber said that. The Rambam added, but a child you would be allowed to. Now, Aval Mutter Ayere Yisrael B'Yom Tov. So water which is heated up on Yom Tov, you want to wash the whole body of the child. So, now you're not allowed to heat water for that purpose, but if you did, you're allowed to use the water. So what was the case? Either he heated it against the halacha, he should not have heated it, but he did. Or alternatively, the water was heated for drinking purposes. Or the water was heated for putting it in a beraglov. That's mutter. And now he wants to take that water and wash it, a kol gufoy of a child. The shori. So again, the issue over here isn't the issue of heating the water. The issue over here is the issue of rechit. So there's two simultaneous issues over here. One is the issue of heating the water. One is the issue of washing in water, which was heated on Yom Tov. So for a tinuk, that second halacha doesn't apply. But for a gadol, he says, "Gadol osra after chiyagavu nichatz yom tov." Even though the water was heated beheter, right? And you heated the water for putting it in a beraglov. They said, "You know what? You know, really." So you put the pot on the fire, putting it in a beraglov. So that's mutter. They say, "You know what? Why not wash your whole body?" The answer is no. There's an issue of the rabbanon of washing your whole body. Water heated on yom tov, even though it was heated beheter. Even though water heated before Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch Shita is it's mutter to wash your whole body with, not like the Rambam. But if it's heated on Yom Tov, it's the Aser. Even though it was heated on Yom Tov, not be Iser, you cannot wash your body with it. Sure, what he's saying, the Rambam is saying for a child it's mutter. So again, the issue wasn't heating the water for the child, that you cannot do. But once the water is heated, Chazal did not ask you from doing it, because that's an important part of the child's growth, was this washing process. And therefore, the child was, they used to wash every day. That was part of his health needs was to wash. He gets used to it, and you can't take that away from him. Ravisa is a rebuy of a growth. That's his growth process. He needs it for his health, for growing. So, but a child which you don't wash every day, so that his head wouldn't apply. And that, but to heat it is also to do for the child, even al yedei any yehudi. Fel yedei akum, yud gimbal, the kam poskim hoisa deraisa. Obviously you can't, because there's an issa deraisa to heat the water. So here's a little goof, eno shabu l'chol nefesh, according to Tosis, it's an issa deraisa to heat the water. Al yedei akum hu shvus, so it's an issa derabona. So it's a mir la'akum, ana deraisa. Okay. Now, if you look at the Dasa Serbim, according to the Rambam, it's only Yisid Rabbanon, so now it's a Shus to Shus. I'm going to have a Shus to Shus, so it's still Aser,
But once it's teshuos, b'makom mitzvah b'mutter, we don't have mitzvah, b'makom charli it's mutter. Miu b'makom charli ksas yesh lahatim. But in the case you have a charli ksas, you have a little bit of illness already. So according to the Rambam, now it's teshuos b'makom tzarech or b'makom charli, which is mutter. So he's saying in that situation will be samech on the Rambam sheet that it's only their bonus. It's a shoes to shoes and welcome chayli. But a person is heating water for the purpose of lavash or hadiach, you could be marba water for the child and then you can wash the child. But to the harvest be shiloh, you can marba the water for the child.
How do you define shvus to shvus?
Shvus to shvus is the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. So if you learn that rechitz is only the Rabbanan like the Rambam, rechitz is called heating water for kol aguf, and the Rambam is only also the Rabbanan,
right.
Not like Tosfos. So now it's a goy doing it. So that's a shvus to shvus. What do the harvest of Shiloi? Today, she shar gam the cut and rechitz. The pshat is you'll put a bigger pot up, the chachila, and then the extra water you will use for the child to wash the child. Because washing is mutter. The problem is how do you heat the water? The answer is ribui. But we pointed out before that ribui marbe b'shurim is only in one maisa. So you're putting the pot of water on the fire anyway. You put as much water as you want. But you can't add more water afterwards in order to have extra water, because that's a separate maisa. Rashi kamitkila kli gadol, to use a big pot to start with, a full pot. So the next issue deals with the putting something down under the child. They used to put cloth under down on the child with the issue of kibus on the cloth. So Kavegra asked the Gemal the Kakasha. So how did it ever shaykh, and is it the rights of heating water for kol gufa? When you're heating water for kol gufa, you're heating water for putting it over raglav, which is mutter. And you're being marber for the rest of the body. So every time you heat water, l'chara, it should be mutter to do, because once you're heating water for putting it over raglav, l'chara, you can heat for the whole body. So now, by a gadol, the kasha is irrelevant because you can't wash either. So what are you going to accomplish? You can heat the water, but you can't wash. But by a tinnik, which you're allowed to wash, called gufa, the only problem is how do you heat the water? The answer is, well, when you're heating the water for his body, you're heating the water for his hands, so you're just being, which is the water, and then you're being marbur for the rest of the body. So the answer which they give, that the experience of washing your whole body is not just I'm washing my face plus. You know, I feel like it's the same as washing my face, but a little bit more. When you wash your whole body, you get a different type of feeling coming out of it, even vis-a-vis your face and your hands and your feet. So it's not the same rechitza. So I'm doing a totally different. I'm heating water not for the washing my face. Plus, I'm doing more. I'm doing a totally different type of heating slash resulting in a rechitza, which is a different rechitza even for the panav or for the yadav. They get clean in a different way when you're washing the whole body. So my hands are washed differently when the whole body is being washed. That's the lamas that he says. Back in the Mishabura. We're still holding a Sukkot in Yudalad on page 256, third line down in Mishabura. Linyan Mash and Ragim Litan Mit Pachas. They put down a cloth. The Pachas usually was a handkerchief, but it means a cloth called Vindalin, which was cloth diapers. Bareva Tachas a cotton, Beser Rechitze. They used to line the. The Reva was like the little bath container that they would use to wash the child in. That's so they would line it with some bindolin. So hine yesh b'zeh iser kibus. Now you have an iser on the vindolin. When you pour the water in, they're soaking in water. The sharasam b'mayim, you're soaking them in water. Soaking something in water is washing it. If they're ready washed, so you're not really doing anything by pouring the water in them because they're washed already. But if they're dirty to start with, you pour the hot water on them, so that's going to wash them. If they're not clean, the only way you could do it is with a goy putting them there. Even if they're clean, it would be better to use a goy. He points out it's better to do even in that situation. Someone says, Naki, do we say there's a din of kibus, pouring water on something which is already clean? So that's the din which he discusses over there, and he comes out, it's better to do yereyakum if possible. Now the Mechaber continued, and he said that this is the, you cannot heat water on Yom Tov for you washing your whole body. You cannot wash your whole body with water which is heated on Yom Tov. But the Mechaber Shita is water which is heated before Yom Tov, you could wash your whole body. Test of Me'er Shabbos Mutter, assume Me'er Yom Tov Mutter. After B'Shabbos Osir, Af Eber Eber, the Koshkin Kol Kufa Ke'echod, by Shabbos, water which is heated from before Shabbos is not mutter to wash on Shabbos, used to wash on Shabbos. Kedis v'shimish and chavov, but Yom Tov kiel tfei. Means Chazal, this is a case where Chazal were more makel by Yom Tov than they were by Shabbos. And they said, that Yom Tov, water which is heated before Yom Tov, you may wash your body with a Yom Tov, according to the Mechaber, but on Shabbos, water which is heated from before Shabbos, you may not wash your whole body, even if you do it ever, ever. And he said, "Dafka chutz l'merchitz, al b'merchitz is also. Hanafilu b'beis achitzin shal merchitz also l'rchitz b'chamin l'chutu shom ela d'ishtatev b'hem." Even in the beis achitzin, which you're not going into the inner room where they actually do the washing, so you cannot do rechitz over there. The most you could do is you could do to be mishtatev. You could pour the water over yourself. Aser. Chazal asked washing in America because the balonim were the bath house attendants. The balon is the house bath attendants. That used to, once Chazal said it was mutter in certain cases, they used to do it be iser and then claim they're doing it be heter. So Chazal said the whole thing is aser. Comes from Mother Moss says Yeshas Mukhal Minyan Subkat Yudkes, which the Moss said that no, even if the water is heated from before Yom Tov, you may not wash your whole body on Yom Tov. Just like on Shabbos. The also Bukham the Sirlahu the Ain Kilik Bain Shabbos the Yom Tov, also Khitzab Yom Tov Kamar Bishabbos. Okay, so same way it's also to wash your whole body on water heated from before Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. Water heated before Yom Tov does not allow you to wash your whole body on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the adds in the brackets, so dafka called gufa ke'echod. But here we're going to say Yom Tov is more kuladik than Shabbos. To the Shabbos, ever is not permitted. If it's called, you end up with roiv of your body. But Yom Tov ever is mutter. Afili shata b'sechamin aser l'dayzo. Not only is rechitza to go into the water aser into a tub, it's also to pour the water over your body also, according to this opinion. Mi'ol inyan tinik. When it comes to a child. Gamli d'zul mekilina and b'yamtiv yosim b'shabbos and mutal roks afilu b'cham and shulchan b'yamtiv. Chenal, we said you're allowed to wash a child even water heated on yamtiv. Kolshkin b'cham and shulchan b'mayar v'yamtiv. So obviously, water heated before yamtiv would be mutal to wash the whole body of the tinnik. So this yesh oshim does not argue on that.
So he said he can't. We have no heter to use water heated on Yom Tov beheter for this child who does not wash regularly. So what about water heated from before Yom Tov for a child who does not wash regularly? After the apahuma beyer Yom Tov yesh lahachmer, maybe. You have to be makar relates to tzarich about yesh lahokel, but in case of necessity, you can be mekel. Dealing with the sirim derabonan, so you can be mekel. Vaynvel yerabba shikosa the rabba poskim sir lukidei rishono. Most poskim paskin that the ikur pesach is like the first opinion that on yom tiv to wash yourself with water heated from before yom tiv. Kol gufa is mutter. Even so, the minhag has been established not to do so, and you cannot. Now you have a shalom minhag, and you can't change the minhag. So it's not ikur din, it's mitzad minhag, but the minhag has become established.
So now going into the mikvah, you're going to have a problem. Going to mikvah is something along the lines of a rechitza. You're going into a tub. So, what's the story with that? Deem loken also little book. So, we're not talking about heating the water. We're talking about the water is heated from before Yom Tov. So, to go into cold water heated from cold water from before Yom Tov is mutter. To go into water which is heated from before Yom Tov, it's usur. So Mishnah Berurah says that you want to get the temperature of the water, basically a temperature of the person is not benefiting from. It's not cold; it's lukewarm. Person is lukewarm, so you're not benefiting from the heat. So you can't say it goes into the usur of washing a Yom Tov in water heated from before Yom Tov because it's not really like heated; it's just room temperature. But otherwise it would be also to go to the mikvah. This is relevant to Shabbos also. Mishnah Berurah before Shin Chavov raised the issue that going into a hot mikvah on Shabbos really should be also. They said that, if there's no other mikvah available, a woman's allowed to be mekel and be some mekel kula to do it. But if there's another option, that's not the chachila. If you can set up the mikvah in a way that we're not doing something b'di evid, you should do so. So that mikvah should be set the chachila before Shabbos to a temperature which is... just going to give it to be partial and lukewarm. Because this is all talking about the water was heated before Yom Tov. So now the woman's going to the mikvah and the water heated for her Yom Tov, which according to the Mechaber isn't to hate, and according to the Ramah, the minhag is not to do that, and that's our minhag. But nobody, there's no shot you cannot heat the water on Yom Tov for the purpose of tefillah. But to have a goy heated for that purpose, he would tell you that it would be permitted to do so. Chozer l'hochem b'leil yom tov sheni. L'hochem b'yom tov rishon tzarich l'leil yom tov sheni in l'hochem klal. But obviously you cannot heat it up on the first day to have it ready for the second night. The person would heat the water and then use it for Yom Tov purposes, making a cup of coffee, washing dishes. You can make it, put a big pot to use some of the water. You can't add water after you put on the fire. You have to chachila fill up as much water as you need, put on the fire, and that's it. So the way they used to do was they would heat up a big pot of water, and then pour it into the cold water of the mikvah. That's how they heat the water. So that process, how do you do that nowadays? Imagine they do it on a time clock. So there's no. Or a thermostat type of a situation. So you just set the thermostat, and the thermostat maintains the temperature. So it's being heated on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So you still have the issue of poistrin,
but it's not being done through a ma'isa of a person. There is some shita that's told when it's not being done through a person's ma'isa, it's merkuladik. It's only if a person is doing it. But it's just happening by itself. Maybe that's more kuladik. But the ma'isa, and what Mishabur, if I recall correctly, Mishabur is mashba. In other words, the point over here is not that hukum behetar b'yamtu also still asur to be roichitz in it. It's only if it's hukum me'er of yamtu. Mechaber said it's mutter, and most of the minigas agrees mikra din it's mutter. If it's hukum am yamtu, everybody agrees it's asur. That's mikra din it's asur. So the fact that you didn't do it doesn't make it that it wasn't hukum am yamtu. Makes you know you're going to have to be mechadish to me that doing it with that non-human intervention is equivalent as if it was cooked before yamtu. You know, mehechadesi. You know. That's a sugya. Maybe let's do one more sif. Gimel. Adam mutalito biyamtiv lihi mi tumosai. Person is allowed to go to the mikvah and yamtiv from tum to be matar himself. Okay. That's Mr. Bura in Sivkat and Chav. Adam mutalito. Person is allowed to go to the mikvah. You know, getting beyond all these issues. What's all about the chiddush? Ava gav the kli also let tvila latar mi tumosai biyamtiv nation yirik misak and a kli. It is there. You can't be tovel a kli because you're fixing it. It looks like you're cooling off. So that's why women's allowed to go to the mikvah. Now, one of the issues they raise over the Mishnah raises is this manigam where they used to actually go to. They would wash them. They wouldn't do it going cold. So maybe it's going in cold water to cool off. Now we don't do that, so now it's nicker that you're doing it with Sarah Tvila. So he says because it's not really tikkun, like you know, you can't say it's not a question of tum and tahara. The person is batsim raw, you know. Just there's elements. One thing they're, you know, they need to go to the mikvah for, but it doesn't. It's not called a tikkun in the. A kli which is tome is not is lacking in function. You can't use it for its primary purpose to put food in it. I'm not saying it over here.